Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Elisa Harrison of NCBA. We're talking digital marketing with Elisa up next.
Time to take back your pastures from the parasites with Long Range, the first and only extended-release dewormer that takes just one dose. One dose for up to 150 days of effective parasite control. One dose for more weight gain in your cattle and more dollars in your back pocket. So this grazing season, send parasites packing and see your animals packing on the pounds. Because while there's a lot you can do for your cattle's health, nothing has greater economic impact than relieving the parasite burden. Ask your veterinarian or Behringer Ingelheim sales representative about season-long parasite control from Long Range. Or check out thelongrangelook.com.
Federal law restricts this drug to use by or on the order of a licensed veterinarian for use in cattle only, not for use in humans or other animal species. Keep out of reach of children, not for use in breeding bulls or in calves less than 3 months of age, not for use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, including dry dairy cows or in-deal calves. Post-injection site damage such as granulomas and necrosis can occur. These reactions have disappeared without treatment, not for intravenous or intramuscular use. Do not treat within 48 days of slaughter. Full prescribing information, visit thelongrangelook.com.
Elisa Harrison is the Senior Vice President for Global Marketing and Research for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, working on behalf of the Dollar Head Beef Checkoff. Elisa says the digital marketing campaign that the cattle industry has been involved with for the last several years now has given them great opportunities to reach a lot of consumers.
Well, the great thing about digital media or any kind of digital platform is you can measure it and you can determine if you're having an impact, if you're moving the needle. We had a goal this year of our fiscal year, which starts October 1, of reaching about 20 million consumers a quarter. And to date, we've already reached 120 million. And so it really were able to take the right message, present it to the right consumer. But what we did do, we had partnered with Fox Network to do a content partnership with MasterChef, which is one of the leading cooking shows on television. And the contestants actually cooked with beef. So Beef Is What's for Dinner was the sponsor. We got great branding. And for a very minimal amount of money, without having to advertise on Fox Network, we got tremendous brand exposure and great excitement from the contestants. So it's a way for us to get back on broadcast television for a very small amount of money. And then we were able to do that is extend that through some of the digital advertising and digital marketing activities. And we were able to reach 12.7 million people just off of that one thing. Whereas if you advertised, you were probably only going to be reaching about 4 million, which was the viewership of that evening show. So we're able to leverage the flexibility and the reach that digital marketing does, not just once, but multiple times. That part of marketing is continually changing. We're trying to be as ahead of the game as possible and using all the new ways of reaching consumers, whether it's through the traditional digital marketing, but some of the other things that are coming out. Augmented reality, we launched Chuck Knows Beef earlier this year, that artificial intelligence, and we're looking at partnerships with smart appliances, trying to be where the consumer is when they're thinking about what's going to be for dinner that night. And it's a very exciting time. It's a new frontier. Consumer marketing is changing exponentially than it ever has, certainly since the beginning of the checkoff and at the beginning of the Beef Is What's for Dinner. So we're just trying to be part of it. We're trying to be very savvy with producer dollars and to look at how we can take that dollar and extend it further than it ever has gone before. And the metrics that we're seeing, the beef demand, the awareness of Beef Is What's for Dinner, we're really starting to see it pay off.
What is the consumer really wanting from a beef experience today? Maybe is it different compared to, say, 5 years ago?
It hasn't changed that much. I just think there's more transparency available today. So consumers love the taste of beef, as I mentioned, and they love farmers and ranchers. But they do have questions about how we raise beef today. And a lot of what our research shows is that they think they know how beef is raised, but when we delve into it, they really don't. But when you ask people what concerns them the most about beef or beef production, it really is animal welfare. And that, I think, comes from a lack of knowledge about really the realities of how cattle are raised in this country. So based on that research, we've put together a new consumer campaign that will be out this fall. It's kind of our Rethink the Ranch 2.0 and focusing on the Beef Quality Assurance Program. And that's a 30-year-old program. Consumers responded very well to it. And once they learned about the Beef Quality Assurance Program and the steps that producers go through to produce healthy animals and use resources wisely, it makes them feel so much better, and it answers their questions. So we're trying to be transparent. If consumers have questions about beef or beef production, we're going to provide the information to them. So that's our next kind of campaign coming out this fall, so stay tuned.
Talking digital marketing, Elisa Harrison. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's Pollard Farms' 22nd annual female production sale, Saturday, September 14th at the ranch in Waucomas, Oklahoma, featuring 194 registered Angus lots, or about 250 head. For more information or to download the catalog, go online to pollardfarms.com. That's pollardfarms.com, or you can call the ranch office at 580-758-1464. Pollard Farms' 22nd annual female production sale, Saturday, September 14th.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.